radio shows on the air. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Ooh, boy.
Who's my man? Me!
Ike Reese, how we doing, buddy?
I'm good, Spike Lee. How about yourself? Jackie Baseball, sweet, sweet. Holla at your boy.
Good baseball team.
There you go.
Good baseball team. I was told they're 2023 Eagles.
Oh, is that what you were told?
Oh, no, oh my God, 2023 Eagles. They're chokers. They can't play out in front.
You were told.
Shove it.
Did you maybe say that?
Maybe.
All right. Just
never said they were cooked.
Well, you did say they were
never
cooked.
Said yeah. They were cooked.
He definitely said they were cooked. You said it was the most. It's the only.
Did you
honest...
get to the show?
Okay, sorry.
Jeez.
Sorry. I'm just saying it's the most honest thing you've right. said since we started
and,
the show.
And since you said it, they turned it around.
Yeah.
Since I said that, you know, I had to pull that card. It was my last card.
I was glad
left.
You pulled
Thank
it.
You.
Yes, I was glad you pulled.
And
it.
I finally bet on the Braves to win the division.
There you go.
Best team in baseball since.
All right. So we have a big show today, as we always have, mm-hmm. at 4 o'clock. Mike Lombardi will join us. And you remember Mike Lombardi last week was singing the praises of Bryce Huff, so we'll talk to him about that. 3 o'clock, the Ringer Sheil Kapadia will join us. We love Sheil. Sheil studies the tape. Yep. We'll love hearing you argue with people who study the tape.
I'm not arguing a day,
okay,
man.
All right. Jalen Speaks, we will air that at 5, but we, you know, does that boot the top 5 at 5? We have to figure that out as well. But I thought... You know, it's a long week because the Eagles game is Friday. They don't play again until Monday. We should do something fun and different and new today. Uh-huh. So that's what we're going to do. Today is the first ever, maybe the last ever, I don't know. But today is the first ever replacement day on the WIP Afternoon Show.
Finally!
Now, I know not you for me. That's not how that's going to happen.
But
let me explain to you what it is, because we will need listener participation for this, and this is different. I understand it's different, but I'm telling you, it is a interesting thought exercise. So, Ike, we have two teams who are playing right now in Philadelphia who we have championship hopes for. The Philadelphia Phillies and the Philadelphia Eagles. And what I was doing this morning is thinking about the last time these teams won championships. The Philadelphia Eagles, obviously the 2017 team, the 2018 Super Bowl, and the 2008 Phillies. I was thinking about those teams versus these teams. And for replacement day, here is your challenge. You can replace one player on the 2024 Eagles with one player from the 2017 Eagles to give them a better shot of winning a Super Bowl. You can replace one player or manager or coach on the 2024 Phillies with one player from the 08 Phillies. The rules are this: one for one. So you can replace one player from the championship team with one player from this year's team. Mm-hmm. Also, has to be position for position. You cannot put Ryan Howard on the 2024 Phillies and then just make him a DH. He was a first baseman. The other rule is the player who you replace will disappear. You cannot move that player to a different position. So if we're talking about the Phillies again, you cannot put Ryan Howard at first base and then put Bryce Harper in left field. Does not work. Plus, Bryce isn't going to play left field anyway, just so you know. So those are the rules. One player from the championship team over one player on the current team to mm-hmm. give that team a better chance of winning a championship. So Ike Reese, for replacement day, your Phillies replacement, we'll do that first, and then your okay. Eagles replacement.
All right. So my Phillies replacement, listen, it's tough when you're looking at the infield. If you want to replace people in the outfield, I guess you may have a little easier of a time to do it.
Sure.
But if I could put one player from that 08 team on this team, the player I would put would be my favorite player, James Rollins. Yeah, Jimmy Rollins, J-Roll.
So you're taking Trey Turner off the team and replacing with
yes.
J-Roll.
Yes.
That's the rule. I know it's uncomfortable for you.
Yeah, I know. Well, especially when
rule.
You put it that way. Yes. 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 But Trey Turner is off the team.
Yep.
As great of a player as he is, I think you certainly upgrade, everybody would agree, with a gold glove defenseman over there on that side of the ball. J-Roll is not, he does not hit for average like Trey does, but their power is about the same. I think there's a flair for the dramatic with Jimmy Rollins on the team. He brings sort of that pizzazz
attitude
to the team, the
attitude.
Well. Yep. So that little cockiness, a little swagger. I like that. So I'd have him there.
So I won't fight you too hard on it. Like, I see your point. My big question is, who's your leadoff hitter?
Ooh.
Wow.
That would be a big question. You know what? I'm keeping the big dog there.
There you go. Good. The right big dog answer.
J-Roll hits two?
Yeah, J-Roll has to hit two. Yeah, okay. Listen, Schwarber, he's earned it. He's earned it.
Best leadoff hitter in Phillies
history. I will not argue about Kyle Schwarber being the leadoff hitter ever again. He's earned it this year.
He certainly has. And
he's
I have my doubts coming up.
He's good.
Too.
Yeah, all he's right. good. He's good. So, I go with J-Roll, and he bats in the two-hole.
Okay, so that is your Phillies replacement. Remember, Trey Turner in this thought exercise disappears. You cannot move him somewhere else.
And I like the fact, real quick,
yes.
J-Roll's a switch hitter.
He is a switch hitter.
So you can do the whole lefty-right lefty thing.
So, by the way, 215-592-9494. We'd like for you to have both, but you can just have one. All right, now, your Eagles replacement. This one is challenging.
Yes.
Okay, so who is your replacement? 2017 Eagles replaces a 2024 Eagle.
So I look at this 2024 team. I don't really see much offensively I would work with. I'm going to let you guys. I got a sneaky suspicion with you two. Yeah, I'm not touching the offense. The offense is fine on this team. If I had to think about it, maybe at the center position, but I'm going to even leave Cam there because I think there's a more important position or I could do a greater upgrade at a different position. So I'm going to go on the defensive side of the ball because if we're going to win a Super Bowl, I need to strengthen that side of the ball.
Okay.
I thought about up front. Thought about give me a young BG, a younger BG. He was in his prime, actually, at that point.
Would be interesting to trade BG for BG. Yes.
No, I would be trading BG for Bryce Huff.
And then you would still have old BG on the team?
Yeah,
he's two BGs.
Yes, I would do that. But that's not where I'm going.
Okay.
Well, who hosts the Brandon Graham show?
You have the old BG or new BG?
This BG has more sage to it.
Yeah. He'd be more interesting, for sure.
All right, I'm going to go in the secondary.
Okay.
And not where you may think, because I think these corners are better than the corners we had in 2017.
Sure.
I'm going to go with the safety position.
Mm-hmm.
Give me Malcolm over CJ. As much as I love CJ, his swagger and everything else, I think Malcolm brings the same swagger, and Malcolm's probably a little bit better player.
Okay.
More complete player, and that's what Malcolm was in his Pro Bowl like heyday. He had like a 3 or 4 year run there where Malcolm had an argument for being one of the best safeties, just like CJ does. But if I had to move one, I'm taking Malcolm. Love the leadership,
yep,
the dog in him, and everything else. I would take Malcolm at safety.
Okay, my turn. So for the 08 Phillies,
you sound like Skip Bayless when he said that.
Yes,
when
you're like,
It's my turn.
It's my turn.
My turn.
With him and Shannon. Well, let's leave Shannon out of our conversation.
Yeah, Shannon's
today.
Got a lot going on. Yeah.
I'm not Skip. You're not Shannon. Really, keep it that way. All right. So, I struggled over the Phillies one. I thought about the Trey J-Roll thing. You know, we sat in our meeting. I had perhaps a more inflammatory one to choose, but I did not pick that one. Here's what I'm going to pick. I am going to take Charlie Manuel over Rob Thompson.
Ah.
Now, I think Rob Thompson is a good manager. He is a player's manager. They like playing for him.
Mm-hmm.
They also liked playing for Charlie Manuel. But the difference with Charlie, as opposed to Rob Thompson, is Charlie sort of had that Andy Reid thing to him where, of course, he was a player's manager, but he also knew where to draw the line.
Yeah.
And players played hard for Charlie. Mm. And if I have one complaint about this Phillies team, it's that when it's time to lay down the law, there's no one there to do it. It's not how Rob Thompson operates. Again, respect Rob Thompson, understand his position here. But if I could replace one current Philly with one 08 Philly, I am taking Charlie Manuel over Rob Thompson. Now, the Eagles. I'm going to be honest with you. I did not struggle with this one.
I think you woke up this morning with it.
Yes.
Relax.
When I was younger, I woke up with other things. Now I just had a pee and I was thinking about a quarterback. So, I would take Nick Foles over Jalen Hurts. Now, Nick Foles does a couple of things. Now, obviously, Jalen, from a talent perspective.
That'd be great for this offense.
Yes.
I mean, Nick.
Now, Jalen, from a talent perspective, obviously more, quote-unquote, talented than Nick, for sure. But Nick does two things that I think are better than Jalen. First of all, If you put these sort of weapons around Nick and told Nick, just take the play that's there for you, Nick would do it. The sort of game manager thing that we would want out of Nick Foles. And by the way, we've seen Nick in a great offense before. We saw him with the Chip Kelly offense when he had weapons, and boy, did he get the ball to those weapons. He did a great job with that. Perhaps you remember 27-2 that year. But also, I believe Nick Foles would get the ball to the weapons in this offense. The second thing that Nick was Nick had the support of literally everyone in the locker room. Nick, and Jason Kelce said it this morning. When I saw Nick in the huddle, I felt like motivated. I felt like we were going to kick their ass. Nick Foles had the support of the locker room that I've actually not seen a lot of times. You know, Chris Long had the whole thing in his locker room about Nick Foles. So from a leadership perspective and from a team, you know, togetherness perspective, I believe that Nick Foles would be an improvement at the quarterback position for this specific team and give them a better chance of winning a Super Bowl. 215-592-9494, replacement day. Jack, your replacements. Let's start with the Phillies.
So for the Phillies, let me tell you, which player would you rather have? Okay. 245, 11 home runs, 317 OBP, 682 OPS. Would you rather have that player? Or would you rather have 292, 33 home runs, and a 915 OPS?
I think I'd probably rather have Chase.
Thank you. I'd rather have Chase Utley over Bryson Stott. You know, it's like one of the more obvious ones.
Yes, it's an easy one.
You went chalk.
I did go chalk.
Okay,
because I have to stick up for my boy.
Okay.
Per usual.
Okay. That's an easy one. And that actually probably makes them better. I mean, I basically took out Trey.
Yep. He did.
You kept Trey and added Bryce.
Now, you're not making an improvement from a defensive standpoint there. It's really flat, I think.
Such a fall off.
No. I don't think.
Bryson Stott's a better defensive second baseman than Chase.
It is. I agree. I'm just saying it's not such a fall off that I wouldn't take
the off. Yeah.
It's not like the difference between J-Roll and Trey.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Well, Trey's heating up on the field.
Okay. Oh, heating up. He's throwing the ball 10 feet over Bryce's head.
Disagree.
Okay.
And then for the Eagles, very cute answer on Nick Foles.
Yes.
But I'll take the Bronco. You kidding me? 33 touchdowns in 13 games. I mean, you're talking about setting a franchise record. You're talking about throwing to A.J. Brown down the field.
I thought you wanted to win a Super Bowl.
Devontae Smith down the field.
I thought you wanted to win a Super Bowl. That guy's never even won a playoff game.
That's fine.
Okay.
That's fine. Jalen Hurts didn't win a playoff game before his little playoff run. Foles didn't win a playoff game before his playoff run. We have no idea how that season would have played out. Give me Carson with those weapons with Saquon Barkley. Come on, man. He would have 40 touchdowns.
Yeah. I'm not so sure about that. Okay. All right. Replacement day has begun. 215-592-9494. One for one. A player from the 08 Phillies replaces a player on the 24 Phillies. And coaches and managers are also eligible.
On the table.
Eligible on the table. And 2017 Eagle replaces a 2024 Eagle. 215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus, you are on WIP.
Oh, man, this is a great conversation, baby. Y'all be coming up with the best topic, man. Y'all the best show on the station by far.
Stop
man,
it,
even
man.
Close,
oh,
man.
Oh.
You got to get these dudes like, what did they get a radio show? It ain't an Emmy. Whatever. No,
a macaroni?
A Marconi.
Oh, yeah, macaroni.
We would love to get a Marconi.
Give it to them. Ike, Spike, and Friends, baby. Give them the award.
Yeah, hey, what is it? Marconi?
Marconi.
Okay.
Yes.
Hey, look, I got to get some housekeeping stuff out of the way because just real quick, I feel like there's been some lies being spread about me on this radio station about my three homies right here, my brother Ike, my brother Spike, and my brother Jack. Let's get one thing straight. I never jumped off the Jalen Hurts wagon. two things can be true. You could criticize somebody saying they got to get better, but I ain't never said.
I agree.
Hell no.
I'm with you.
Y'all getting stuff twisted. See, y'all like to go too far. That's y'all's problem. Y'all can criticize, but then you got people saying T.J. McConnell and all. Come on, man. I be with you. You know, like you can like. I was with you.
And then he goes too far. Then he takes it one step too far.
Well, you guys are the same way though. You the Jalen guys are the same
way. One step too far.
Listen. I got a lot of Mahomes nonsense with Hurts. T. T.J. McConnell. I wanted to play like him. I don't think he's T.J. McConnell, but I wanted to play like
T.J. He's closer to Patrick Mahomes than he is T.J. McConnell.
No, he's not. No, he's not. Stop.
Let's agree. He's Magic Johnson. Everybody can agree on that. Magic ain't had no great stats, but he won, though. Right?
That's right. That's right.
All right, yep. Okay, all right. I'll give you Magic. All right, let's get to replacement out of the
replacement.
Way. I gotta clean that up.
Okay.
All right, first of all, on the Phillies, Dak took mine. I was hoping nobody would say that. I was going to go with Utley over. But I mean, that's crazy. That's a crazy upgrade. I thought about doing with one of the pitchers, but I'm going to go with Chase Utley.
Well, and remember, here's the thing. Just so, not to cut you off, I'll let you give your ego, but just so when people are listening, you can't, it has to be the number one starter for the number one starter, number
right.
two starter for number two
trade,
starter.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if
right.
you
okay.
if you want
right.
Cole
right.
Hamels.
You can't do Cole Hamels for like.
No, you would have to move Zach Wheeler.
Yeah, it's Cole for Zach Wheeler.
Okay. Yep. Well, yeah, I'm going to do Chase Utley then. I'm going to do that one. And then with my Eagles point, now this was tough. You know, I took mine too. You know, the Ohio State. I'm always going to roll with the greatest college in America. But no, I might have to go with give me a prime, Fletch, number 91 on the line, next to JC, and let's go to work, baby.
Nope. You get Fletch. That means Jalen Carter's out.
Jalen Carter's gone.
It's two DTs. How you know? What do you mean?
Because that's the way we set this up.
Yeah,
yes.
It's the best one for the best one.
I know that.
No super team.
I'll give you a better one. I take Tim Jernigan over Jordan Davis. I take that too.
Okay.
All right. That's
all
fine.
Right, that's fine.
Fine.
That's fine.
If that's your one, yes, absolutely. Yeah.
All right,
Corey.
All right, brother.
All right, man.
Yeah.
All right, Corey.
That's good.
Yeah. Now, by the way,
don't try to trade Fletcher for Jordan Davis.
That's not how it works. That's not how it works.
Even though they were both number one picks, no, we're going the best defensive tackle for the best defensive tackle.
And for how we are doing it, we will say the two edges are Josh Sweat and Bryce Huff.
And Bryce Huff, yes.
So you can't take Chris Long for Brandon Graham or
right.
something. That's not how it works.
Right.
Okay. All right. We do have a next question today.
Okay.
Four tickets to Bite for the Fight, which is Saturday at the Expo Center at Oaks, benefits the Fight on McKenna Foundation. It is noon to four. You're going to have food from over 20 local restaurants, their best thing to eat. Craft cocktail demos. Jose Garces will be there. It'll be great and a great cause. The Fight on McKenna Foundation helps families facing pediatric cancer. You can buy tickets at biteforthefight.com. However, we have a pair to give away. So it is National Video Game Day. For next question today, you will call up with your sports point. At the end, we will say next question, and you will give us your favorite video game of all time, and the best one will get the pair of tickets. Do you want me to go to Jack first? Do you want me to go to you?
No,
first?
I got a few of them.
Okay.
And I'm not going to take some of the obvious ones. I'll let the callers get to those. I'll go with one that may not be the favorite of others. You remember Contra?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, Contra.
So Contra was Nintendo.
Yes.
Original Nintendo,
yeah, that was
correct?
On original Nintendo?
I believe Contra was original Nintendo,
and
yeah.
Didn't we need a code to get, like, extra men?
Yes. Well,
yes.
In all those original Nintendo games, there were codes where you could skip to the last level.
Right,
Mario
right.
Brothers had a
well,
bunch of those.
See, I started that. That's yep. one of the ones I was going to take. But no, I'll go with Contra. I loved Contra.
So I'm going to go with the one that there were two games that came out at the same time, one sports, one non-sports, that I spent a lot of money and a lot of time at Aladdin's Castle and the Granite Run Mall playing.
Mm.
I was very good at both, but I will choose the non-sports one. The original Mortal Kombat arcade game.
The original one.
Yeah, the arcade game, not even the home version,
right.
The arcade game. Now, I was Scorpion or Liu Kang. Those were my two players. I would kick everyone's ass. I was very good at this game at the time at Aladdin's Castle. Jack. Favorite video game all time?
Backyard baseball. It's back, by the way. All the backyard sports are on their
oh,
way.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Jason Kelce was part of announcing that the other day.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So back.
What is Jason Kelce not
doing? I know.
Serial, podcast, video games, radio, TV. This frigging guy.
Does he sleep?
Well, and also, I was saying he's not going to come back. I thought he wouldn't be busy. He's plenty busy.
Oh, yeah. He's finding stuff. No, yeah, backyard baseball was the best. It was
okay.
So fun.
I don't remember backyard baseball.
Yeah, it was like a computer game. Like, you know, it wasn't on any of the consoles yet. So,
okay.
Like,
remember you used to have to play video games on the
computer?
Yeah,
I played on Apple IIe. I played Micro League Baseball. I don't know if you remember that on my Apple IIe.
Okay.
So, Doom was on the, what was that? What was that computer that you could play all the video games on at first? I forget what it was. All right. 215, that is next question. 215-592-9494, replacement day. Scott in Newtown, you're on WIP. What's up?
Yo, guys. Oh, man. I'll tell you. Yesterday, when I was done listening to the show, I canceled my subscription to PFF. How are you going to – Shane Hurts, what do they have him, the last rate at quarterback with QBR?
His QBR yes. is a QBR is not what they rate. QBR
I'm talking about
is,
quarterback rating.
Yeah, well, no, there's QBR quarterback rating and then their rankings. Oh. His QBR in game run was 38.8. Like, that isn't subjective. That's just a bad number. Well, so, okay. Yeah.
I just hear, like, so much Jalen Hurts hate, and I don't even want to call it hate. It's just like, it just feels like everyone's waiting for this guy to fail. And I'm just so excited for Monday because, Like, I watched all these games on Sunday, and, like, I understand quarterback rating is quarterback
Scott,
rating.
Scott, if you don't tell me who you're replacing, I'm going to push you on hold.
Oh, I'm sorry, dude. I'm replacing Johan Rojas. I'm replacing Johan Rojas to the Flying Hawaiian.
Okay, with Shane Victorino. Shane Victorino is a good answer, yes. I would say. You know, there's so many with the Phillies one that...
That you could, yeah.
That you could, that it's hard to even... Which, by the way, shows you how good the lineup was in 08. And also... You wouldn't pick any of the pitchers except for a reliever, by the way. Like the starting
from the 08 team.
From the 08 team.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, an Eagle. Who you picking, Scott?
An Eagle is hard. I'm going, I guess, Patrick Robinson for Avante Maddox.
Okay.
That is an interesting call.
That Patrick is a nice little call there, yeah.
Patrick Robinson with maybe the most important interception in my life, in Eagles history. I mean, I will never forget that moment at Lincoln Financial Field when he intercepted that ball. That was when you knew they were going to win that game.
Yep.
And Scott, here's what I'd say about your Jalen Pro Football Focus thing. Now, I don't think Pro Football Focus does not... They're an organization. Like, they don't hate Jalen. They just rated that he played bad. And what I would say is this, is that, and I can understand the excitement, but imagine what your view on that game and his play would be if they had lost. That's all.
Yeah, but Spike, my view, but all I can say is my view, even if they lost, watching football on Sunday, there's definitely 15 teams that would take Jalen Hurts over their quarterback. So, like,
That there's 17 that wouldn't.
I'm being very nice about it because I'm just picking the absolute garbage that I saw. I'm just amazed.
Do you want him to have four turnover worthy plays or not?
And you'll lose. Listen, you'll lose if you keep losing the turnover. Battle.
That's all.
I understand that.
That's all.
But he's not going to. You know, I 16 interceptions last year. Mahomes won the Super Bowl with 14 interceptions during the season. I just think, like, this guy just gets killed every year. I don't get it, man. Like, listen, I guess there's no arguing it because the bad play is the bad play, and there were some interceptions, and there were some interception-worthy passes. I get it all.
Yeah.
But, like, the good things the guy did are, like, good things. I'm surprised Jack's not playing the throw-up music right now. But it's like...
What's he answering? He's answering the phone.
He's answering
the phone. I'm busy.
Yeah, he's busy. Hey,
to Oscar's theme, though.
Yeah, you're very close. Scott, give us your favorite video game.
Yeah, dude, I never played anything but Nintendo, so Super Tecmo Bowl was always...
It's a big answer, Scott.
Classic.
It's a big answer.
Classic.
Also, I love Scott. It's about the murder. It's replacement day, so we can get away from the friggin' Jalen thing for 10 seconds.
Right.
And
people can't get away from it.
They taught me a lesson. This is teaching me a lesson. Now, of course, the response to replacement day is very good so far, so we will do that. But, man, and I'm trusting my instinct to give us all a breather from Jalen, even though I would take Nick Foles over Jalen.
I was going to say.
We will continue replacement day. And also coming up next, Nick Sirianni had a couple of interesting things to say today about the defense, about the turnovers, and about Devin White. We will play you all of that stuff next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Brady under center. First and 10, ball on his own 36. On first down, he's back. He pumps. He's going deep for Cooks, who's open at the 40. Runs in a circle and is flattened at the 40-yard line of the Eagles. Again, Brandon Cooks was wide open.
Yeah, he may be done for today because when he hit the ground, he hasn't moved yet.
No.
Malcolm Jenkins coming from the backside as Cooks trying to maneuver and get beyond the secondary. From the backside, Malcolm Jenkins comes and he lays quite a lick on him.
Thank you.
Bring the boom. It's the WIP Afternoon Show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's replacement day. We are asking you To improve the Phillies and Eagles' chances of winning a championship, you can take one player from the 2017 Eagles to replace a 2024 Eagle, and you can take one 08 Philly to replace a 2024 Philly. Has to be position for position, and the player you're replacing disappears. Cannot move to a different position. Ike took Malcolm Jenkins, which is a good pick. Mm-hmm. Really good. Not controversial, actually, at all. Mm-hmm. I don't think anybody could debate that they're better there. No offense, CJGJ. Way better at Twitter, though, CJGJ. Speaking of Twitter, the Twitter poll is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is designing the ultimate championship ring for our listeners. Vote on the design and find out how to win at 94wip.com/Mark's. Here is the Twitter poll. Which would you rather listen to at 5 o'clock? The top five at 5, or listen to Jalen Hurts speak at the Novacare Complex? Ike, what do you think the results of the Twitter poll are? Top five at 5, or listen to Jalen?
I'm going to go with top five at 5.
What do you think the percentage is?
I'll go 60-40.
It is 53% top five at 5.
Wow.
47% Jalen.
Top five losing its Q rating?
Could you maybe shoot somebody at Novacare a text and see if Jalen could do a top five?
That'd be interesting.
That combo?
That would be interesting.
Yeah, well.
Be funny?
I don't think of Jalen as a funny guy. That's not really what
I'm funny?
Yeah.
That was a terrible Joe Pesci.
Yeah, it was not a great Joe
that
Pesci.
That was terrible.
Yeah, I don't know. You're not an impression.
I am totally not. First of all, my voice doesn't really change a whole lot. Yeah, so, yeah.
You think I'm funny? 215-592-9494. Goose in South Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Goose?
What's going on, gentlemen? How you guys feeling today?
Yes, sir.
What feeling up, good. Goose?
I just broke a rule. I know that. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, it's
all good.
My thing, I'm going to go with Phillies first before I give you the controversial answer with the Eagles.
Okay.
So I just started getting into the Phillies for real, maybe like 4 years ago, hanging out with my coworkers and stuff like that. They schooling me. But from the 08 team, I'm going to go with Switch Worth for Rojas.
You got to go Worth for Casty because Worth was playing right field.
I don't have an answer for that. All right, it's okay.
What's your controversy? Just so everyone else knows, it's got to be position for position.
Yes.
So if you want Burrow, that'll be left field. If you want Shane, that's center. And if you want Worth, that'll be right field. What's your controversial Eagles one?
Well, I'm going to go with before the mental games played on them, I'm going to go with the Broncos for Hurt.
Wow.
Jack, with these weapons, with this offense, man, easily, man. No combination yards to make his stats look good. We're going to go 4,600 yards, 41 touchdowns, 6 interceptions, no total touchdowns either to make his stats look better. So these are all air yards and all air touchdowns. Of course I'm going with the Broncos. I like your answer, too. If I was being more reasonable and everything like that, because I feel like the person with this offense can make better decisions.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go all the way controversy and go with the Broncos, man.
Well, I think the thing about picking Wentz, now I was not a Wentz guy. Ike mm-hmm. knows that. Jack knows mm-hmm. that. But it is doubling down on the strength of the team and saying you right. want to score, you know, instead of making the defense better, you want to be able to outscore everybody.
They want to see Wentz with this offense.
Yes.
I mean, that's really what that boils down to.
Could you imagine, Spike? Come on. Could you imagine?
Oh, it would be beautiful. It'd be like a main event every night, every Sunday. It'd be something spectacular.
See, I know they're still out there, Spike. I told you.
Well, here's the thing. How would Wentz be if all these other weapons are getting all this credit, though? I mean, Wentz...
Oh, we had no problem with giving credit. Now, all this was before the Super Bowl.
Okay,
right. Now, after that, all hell broke loose.
It did change. Hey, Goose, what's your favorite... You did say before the mental games. What is your favorite video game of all time for next question?
I'm going to go... Growing up, my favorite game was... Mario Brothers 3, man. I think it's the best adventure game in my lifetime. So I'm just going Mario Brothers 3.
Mario Brothers 3. Now, was that was Super NES or it was regular?
Yeah.
That was Super NES, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, that was Super Nintendo. Yeah.
Okay.
That was when he got the raccoon tail and he could start flying and all that.
Yep.
That's when I was out on him. They started making so many Super Mario Brothers. I loved the one after the first Nintendo.
Yeah. The regular Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah, I loved it. Loved it.
Those games got too difficult. Yeah. Once this game started getting difficult, I always make the joke that every once in a while, my wife and I, you know, we have
You could also get extra men on that game, too. You could get the turtle stuck on the steps, and you could sit there and just bing, bing, bing.
The thing about games is every once in a while, my wife and I would see a video game that came out, some zombie video game, and we would, I had a PlayStation. I was like, we'll go rent the video game and figure out how to play.
Right.
But video games got too hard, so we would go get the video game, and I would wind up in the corner of some dungeon, unable to turn, looking for a key to open the door that I couldn't find, and 17 minutes in, we're just renting a movie or something. Yeah. It didn't work anymore.
Yeah, that's when they made it a little more complicated.
Too hard. Yeah. Too hard.
Yeah.
Yoshi, Brewery Town, you're on WIP.
My man Spike, Big Eye, Jackie, baby. Happy Thursday. What's poppin', fellas?
What up, Yoshi?
I swear, man, we're saying, man, you too close to age. Boy, you take all my daggone answers, man. That Contra boy, when you got that spread gun.
That's right. That's right.
You just get hit everything, boy. That was that truth, man. Me and my brother used to argue. All right, you get the laser. I'm going to get spread this time. Now, boy, I would be up to like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yes. Yes.
Thing, boy. That was my game. Well,
by the way, I will not give the answer, because in case somebody has it, but there was one Nintendo game when it came out. I remember me and I think it was a kid named George. I had a friend named George Seidman. We played the game almost 24 hours
straight.
I stayed up all night in his basement playing this one game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give me a hint.
I'll say this: the cartridge was gold.
Oh, I know what that is.
Yes,
I know what it is.
I know what that is.
If you're a man of a certain age, you know what that is. Yep. Yeah,
I know what that is. Man, you used to blow in them cartridges, rub alcohol in them cartridges.
Oh, man, slow down.
Bring that magic back to the game.
So you would blow on it to bring the magic back?
Oh, come on, man.
Ooh, boy.
You know what, Spike? You know what, boy? I tell you, boy. Next time I see you, I'm not going to shake your hand. I'm going to give you a bear hug to show you how much I miss you. Right, I'm going to hug your love. I'm going to hug that. I'm going to hug you tight, too, boy.
So who you replacing, Yosh?
What's saying? Well, Victorino was saying, was my only Shane the Flying Wine was my only answer as far as baseball.
Yeah, it's
and
a good one.
On the Eagles, what's his name? I'm taking. I love Dallas Goedert. His name pisses me off sometimes. But oh, Zach Ertz, boy, from 2014 to like what 2019 or something like
yes,
that.
Yes, sir.
Was a monster.
Yeah.
And he missed like two games or three games that year, and still had like 800 and some yards. I mean, he just got open so sneaky, and then what he did, I mean, he was the, like, Foles, what's name, was lit that game, but Zach Ertz was the man on that last drive, boy. We needed every bit of what he gave us on that last drive, what's name. So I'm going to go with, Zach Ertz. I hate to see him in that daggone Commanders colors now. He asked me, what's name, over there with another daggone, with an NFC. East Division. I'm like, boy, Dad, you need some money that bad. Like, you couldn't pick nobody up. Wait, if he came to play for the Cowboys, the Commanders, or the Giants, I'm like, nope, make it work somewhere else. I can't go to the division. And my video game, I already took my favorite answer with that. It's a couple I'm circulating through, but I'm going to go with that daggone, what's his name, Mike Tyson punch out.
That's a good answer.
Man,
I can knock all them dudes out all night long. Thumb be hurting, being there with a band-aid on my thumb, thinking I'm gonna have some cushion on it. What's next? Pushing the button so hard, man. I love y'all, cats. Happy Thursday. Talk to you later, baby.
All right, Yosh. So I tried.
Yeah, Tyson punch out was awesome.
It was a great game. Mm-hmm. So I was at one of those. There's one in Fishtown. There's a barcade. So I was at one of these in a different city where they have the old school video games mm-hmm. and you drink, whatever. And the video game version, the arcade game version of Mike Tyson's Punch Out is exactly the same as the home mm-hmm. version. So I went to play it and I couldn't. I got past Glass Joe, and
yep.
I think I got past Bald Bull.
Bald Bull,
but
yep.
then the next one, I got killed. And all these old video games are, They're all about memorizing the order of things.
Yeah.
They're so hard. If you ever try to play Donkey Kong now, man, getting past the first level of Donkey Kong is like impossible. I have
another classic, too.
It is a classic.
Another classic.
I have no idea how I got to Mike Tyson and beat Mike Tyson, because I beat Punch-Out.
I never beat Mike Tyson.
So But I don't even know how I got to Mike Tyson playing these
games. It was
games,
King Hippo right before Mike.
Oh, King Hippo was, right? Yeah, yep. And then there was the guy that sort of looked like Apollo Creed.
Right, yeah, the black guy. Yep.
I'm trying to remember.
I can't remember his name, though, yeah.
Piston Honda?
That sounds about right, Piston Honda.
Something like that, right?
That sounds like one of those damn...
Did you ever play Punch-Out, Jack, or was that before you, too?
Yeah, Punch-Out was classic.
Oh, classic game. Chuck in Mount Airy. You're on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
Tyco, Spyco, and Jacko, what's up?
What up, Chucko?
Hey, I like that. Hey, do I got to call up to my sports point, or do
replacements first, and then afterwards.
We'll do your sports point.
Yeah, you can do your sports point.
All right, well, I'm replacing Joel Embiid with Tim Bay McChumble.
Right? Great answer.
All right.
You know what I mean?
It's not the question, though.
Oh, it's not the question. I'm sorry. I go Eagles.
You're a pain in the ass.
Man, listen, I had to go and throw a shot at you, Spike.
I know. See, I took it and I laughed and we moved on. So.
I'm replacing Avante Maddox with Al Harris. I used to love Al Harris. He's one of my favorite corners. So, yeah, Avante Maddox with Al Harris.
Wait a minute. Hold up. You could replace anybody on the team, and you're picking Al Harris to put on the team?
Well, he wasn't even on the 2017 team.
Oh,
you're talking about the...
That's right.
All right, well, let me get this one right. The Phillies then, right?
Let's try this one, yes.
Okay.
It got to be the 08 Phillies? Okay.
Yes.
So I'm going to replace the third guy. What's his name? Ranger Suarez with Jamie Moyer. Is that a good one?
That's legal. I would say that's legal.
I would say Chris Sanchez is the three, but...
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, but earlier in the year, yeah. I think it's fair. I'll let it slide.
That's solid, Chuck, yep.
Yeah, at least he was on that year's team.
Yes.
He was a big part of that team.
He was.
Yeah, he was.
It's crazy looking that they won the World Series with that pitching staff, to be quite honest with you.
Hey, listen, man. You know, this week, right?
Mm-hmm.
I need you guys to dive into this Falcons situation. We need to blow this team out this week. I want a blowout. We haven't blew a team out in a long time. There's no excuses to not blow this team out the water. Kirk Cousins can't move. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm not expecting a lot of sacks, but I'm expecting pressure, and I'm expecting turnovers, and I want Jalen Hurts to look all-world on Monday. Yeah, I'm putting the pressure solely on Jalen Hurts to look all-world on Monday. I want to see some sacks. I want to see some 300 yards, three touchdowns type deal right there. What y'all think about that? I mean, because the Falcons is trash.
No, listen, I think you're spot on. And I think a week-long discussion, how painful it has been for everyone, but talking about the decision-making of Jalen last week and how it needs to improve, I don't think he's listening to us, but I'm sure he knows that there is a conversation about that out here in the atmosphere pertaining to him. And he's going to be on national TV next week. I expect Jalen Hurts to have an awesome game next Monday night.
Well, and
I expect him to have an awesome game next Monday night.
You know, Chuck, I think by the time we get to Monday, I feel like the message from all of us is going to be this has to be a leave no doubt game. This has to be a game where they win convincingly. And every time we go into a game and we're like, they have to win convincingly, they win 21-14 or something.
Right, so what are we saying? 10 points or what are we talking about? It has to be a 20-point win?
Well, to me, it's more like, what does it feel like?
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you just sort of know it when you see it.
Yeah, I feel you. Well, I know Chuck has a number in mind. That's why I said that.
What's your number, Chuck?
No, listen. Just look like the 49ers did against the Jets. I'll take that.
Okay. That was a dominant performance.
Yep.
Yeah, that was a dominant performance.
Listen, Dallas gave us a dominant performance. 49ers gave us a pretty dominant performance. You know, those teams are the teams we're going to see it, you know, in the future, possibly, to get where we need to be. I wanted us to be on that level. So we're playing a team that's not superior to us, and they're coming into our house, our home opener.
I want to see a convincing winner say yes. Step us to the Super Bowl on Monday. I don't want no. I'm tired of these close games. We wake up the next day feeling.
That's fair. Because then we got to yell about. We're upset that it was a close game, but then you got to deal with but they won, and a win is a win type of thing, and that's always frustrating.
We did that all last year.
I'm with you.
I'm not up to do it this year.
Man. I agree.
Yeah, pour one out for my man Shea Sharp too, man. Oak man got fired, man. I think from ESPN. That's what I think I've seen.
No, they said they're not disciplining him. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
They're not. Yeah, I think he was fake news, John.
That's why I don't get on Twitter.
Yeah, you can't look at Twitter. Yeah.
Nah, yeah. Shea survived it.
What's your favorite? What's your favorite video game, Chuck, all time?
Hey, Spike, that's why when we went through what we went through, I ain't never going no Twitter, man. We know because I don't do Twitter, man. Twitter is for losers. You hear me? I'm talking about big, fat losers.
Helio!
I'm gonna tell you my game, right? It's nobody said Street Fighter, right?
Street Fighter 2. No, nobody said it.
I love it, man. I used to stay in the arcade. One time, my mom whipped my ass because I took her money. And I'd go buy a pack of cigarettes for her, and I stayed in there. It was like about 91. And I stayed in the barbershop, and I played that joint all night long. I love Street Fighter, man. Ayuka!
That was...
I actually like Street Fighter more than Mortal Kombat.
So
I was more of a Street Fighter, because that's what Ryu and
Ken.
Yeah, those guys, yeah. I like that one more than I did Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, I was Mortal Kombat guy over Street Fighter, but Street Fighter was so popular at
Mortal
the time.
Mortal Kombat is the finish him. That's that game, okay.
Yep.
I did like Mortal Kombat, though.
It was a great game. By the way, Ben Davis checking in. He says the code to get 40 lives on Contra was up, down, left, right, B, A, select, start.
That and is you so get... it, man. Yeah. That is it. That's it.
Wasn't he trying to be a baseball player?
No, man. Contra was great, man.
He's still a kid.
Yeah, man.
Until he turned about 13.
Listen, when you play sports as a kid, your only other escape from getting yelled at practice and everything else was to come home and play video games.
I never played the friggin' Nick Sirianni sound. I'm a bad teaser. All right.
Yeah, listen, we had a good segment there.
Yeah, it was good. It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. Okay.
Shout out to Ben. And if I get Contra again, I wonder, can I use that? They do that have code?
Yes.
That's what I need to get. I need to get the...
An original NES?
Yeah, no, the little thing you can stick in back of the TV now that has all the old arcade games.
Yes, you could do that.
I need that. That's what I need to get.
They actually sell like a unit that has that you can plug into your TV and it has all of those games. Yeah.
Yeah, forget these new games.
Yeah, they're too hard. But also, the old games are pretty hard, too. Now, did you have Atari, or did you ever
I did have Atari.
So there was
2600. Didn't have 5200.
Or 7800.
Or 78.
So in the original Atari, there was a game, because I played it, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago again. There's a game for the original Atari called Pitfall.
I remember Pitfall, yeah.
Dude, that game is impossible. I played it again about 10 years ago. Impossible.
Still impossible.
I have no... I played it then. I could figure it out then. I can't figure it out now. I can't even remember what I was going to say 5 minutes ago, much less remember when I'm supposed to jump onto the rope to get over the pit you had on Pitfall. All right. Joining us next to give his answers for replacement day is Shiel Kapadia. So we will get Shiel's answers for replacement day. We will also get yours. So hang on there. And also, Shiel studies the tape. We want to find out what he saw about Jalen. More good stuff, more bad stuff. The fact, I also want to talk to him about, you know, that we've been talking about pressure off the edge, which they did not get. Mm-hmm. So see what Shiel saw there. So Shiel joins us next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.